Thank you very much, Ray. And happy Sabbath to everyone. It's such a blessing to be here together where God has placed his name. The title of this message is The God of Reconciliation. It's of value that we consider this concept, especially with the Passover and Holy Days not just a few months away here. But I looked up the definition of reconcile in Webster's. Merriam-Webster's talks about the concept of the word reconcile has to do with adapting, adjusting, accommodating to bring one thing into correspondence or harmony with another. Restoration, it's reuniting, repair, renewal. When I was preparing this, I couldn't help but be impressed by the concept of what God did with Adam and Eve. In Genesis 2 and 3, I'll just briefly overview that here. Even in response to their disobedience, he told them, don't eat of the tree. Even though they disobeyed him, his command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God provided Adam and Eve, even in spite of that goof up, he provided them with coats of skin to cover themselves. These garments and this provision demonstrates God's divine care and concern, offering protection in spite of the fact that they deserve punishment for their disobedience. The act of clothing them shows God's mercy and continued involvement in human life, even after they failed to follow his instructions. This demonstrates God's mercy, grace, and favor, showing his willingness for redemption and compassion in God's relationship with humanity. God is a God of reconciliation. I just have two passages that I'd like to cover in respect to this concept. The first one's in 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 19. New American Standard Bible reads this way, 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now, all these things are from God. And Paul says, all these things are from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word or promise of reconciliation. Colossians 1, verse 20 and 22. Paul wrote to the Colossians and he said, and through him, God, through Christ, to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. God the Father made peace through the blood of Jesus' sacrifice. And Jesus, his son, agreed to do this, to give his life for all of us, so that we could have reconciliation with him and with his Father, reconciling the world to himself, that he made peace through the blood of his cross, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Verse 21 and 22, and although you were formerly, we were formerly alienated and hostile in mind. Without this reconciliation, we were alienated from God and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds. Yet, verse 22, now he, God, has reconciled you in his fleshly body through death. He reconciled us through the death of his Son, that his Son agreed to provide, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. We have to think about this between now and the holy days, the Passover, this concept of reconciliation, what God and his Son has done for us to reconcile not just us, but all humankind, all humanity, the whole world. He has reconciled us to him and his Father. What a blessing it is that we can celebrate together this blessing, fabulous, the magnitude of this concept we can share with each other as we approach the holy days in a few months again. In Jesus' name, we can celebrate our reconciliation with God. Have a blessed Sabbath.